Welcome back, beautiful souls, to another season of Find Your Lady Tribe. My name is Brenda Ridgely, your host. You know, there's a certain kind of magic that happens when women of a certain age come together. We've weathered some storms, discovered our strengths, and are ready to tap into the wisdom we've accumulated to create our next big thing. This season, we're diving deep into the wellspring of longevity. We'll explore how to nurture our minds, bodies, and spirits so we can not only live longer, but live vibrantly. Whether you're dreaming of traveling, starting a creative pursuit, building an empire, or even saving the world. Yep, that's right, saving the world. This season is your guide to building the foundation for a life filled with purpose, joy, and an unstoppable sense of self. So grab your cup of tea, settle in, and get ready to be inspired. But before we get started, I want to remind you to subscribe. Give us a thumbs up if you're enjoying the show, and share it with your fellow midlife goddesses. Together, let's create a wave of empowered women who are redefining what it means to age gracefully, powerfully, and with a whole lot of Lady Tribe spirit.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe, where we focus on female friendship and topics important to midlife women. Today, I am so excited to have a conversation on a topic that many women struggle with, body image. For this conversation, I'm honored to have with me today our guest, Patrice McSavvy Pro Jackson. I just botched that up for you. So sorry, Patrice, but she is a self-love and body positivity advocate. She's the founder of Savvy Professionals, a virtual and personal assisting company. And Patrice uses her own experience and skills when speaking with individuals and groups about how they can use their purpose to change the world. I love that. She's sharpened her skills working with Fortune 500 companies and numerous MLM companies. When not working on one of her many entrepreneurial activities, she runs Curvitude, a brand focusing on the importance of self-care and body positivity. Patrice believes identifying your purpose and following that purpose with passion is the key to success in both business and in life. So welcome, Patrice.
Hi. Oh my gosh. Okay. So first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. I am so super, super excited to talk about like purpose and longevity and just life, you know, living that second act. And so, I'm happy to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me. And you got it right. So it's Miss Savvy Pro. You got that. And it's Curvitude. So you had it, you know, yeah, trust me, you got it. Like, you know, so yep, thank it's Curvitude. You.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm like I said, we chatted before we ever got here today, and I love how you are all about bringing people's passions into their life and making changes in the world that are positive and important. And I noticed you mentioned our second act. We have so many acts, right? We have so many chapters in our life, and you know, midlife. I don't think it's a number. I think it's a state of mind, an attitude. And yes. It can be anyone who's lived some life and is ready to move on to the next thing that's something to get excited about, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so tell me.
Wake up in the morning.
Yes, exactly. So tell us, Patrice, why you do what you do and what, you know, why you're so excited about body positivity.
I do what I do because I needed a me. I needed me, you know, and I, like you said, we go through so many different things in life, and sometimes go through it alone because we feel like we're the only ones going through it. And then one day it just gets so overwhelming that you just break down on probably some stranger at the coffee shop, you know, and you realize that person may be going through, or they knew somebody who's going through the same thing. And then you're like, and you feel like this weight lifted off your shoulders because you're like, wow, okay, it's not just me. You know, I'm not going crazy. It's not me in this world alone, you know? And so that's where it came from. You know, I was going through, I was grieving two people that were really meant really a lot to me. My mother and my grandmother passed away different times, but the grief got so overwhelming that I was losing days and years, you know? And so finally, when I finally reached out and, you know, started to work on my mental health and I got therapy, I realized, okay, I got this part down, right? But what's the next step? And I realized, so I went on Facebook, right? And I started a group, and I'm like, and I just reached out to like people I knew and just posted like, hey, I got this group. It's for women of all ages. And we just want to sit in this group and we just want to support each other and love on each other and just talk about the stuff that nobody wants to talk about in a safe place where you can feel vulnerable, you can feel supported, and you can feel needed and loved. Because a lot of times women, you know, we are just natural nurturers, right? That's just a thing. So we pour into everybody that we touch and we go around, but then we forget who's pouring into us. And honestly, the most healthiest thing is for us to all out to be pouring from an overflowing cup than from an empty cup. And so that's where it came from. I needed somebody to support me. And I figured the best way to get is to give.
You know? I love it. I needed a me. That is so good. Why do you think so many women, doesn't matter what they look like, what size they are, why do we all have body image issues? Why do you think that is?
Because the status quo, the image that's put out there in the media is not real. It's not real, right? Like you see, you know, recently we seen, who was it? Pamela Anderson, who was one of the most beautiful, was known as one of the most beautiful women for quite some time, right? Married a big superstar and everything. And she came out and she just wanted to be herself. Still a beautiful woman, right? Still a beautiful woman. But because she didn't fit the industry standards of what they made her out to be, which she probably never was that person, it was probably makeup and all of this stuff, she got blasted for it, right? And I think that's it. We are held to this standard that's unrealistic. Nobody is the person, you know? And I think that, and then two, because of social media, not only that, we're surrounded by it, right? We're following people and we think that everybody should be like the celebrities. We should have their money. We should have their looks. We should have their fame. And it's not everybody can't be that person, right? Even they are that person. They're acting and they have a team of people to get them to that. So I think that's why we have that problem.
Right. And everybody's only posting the positive stuff. They're not posting the negative stuff. And they're airbrushed and polished. And it's, you know, we can all get those AI pictures of ourselves now, right?
Right. Exactly. And but even that. Right. Like, have you seen that? Like, the one thing I'm looking like, I'm like, don't get me wrong. I get why people do the AI pictures. I get it. But why are all the AI pictures very thin people, right? They are beautiful plus size women, beautiful tall women, beautiful very thin women, right? You know, it's just these people have beauty within themselves, but they have one set of this who this is supposed to be. You know, we come in so many different shapes, sizes, and colors, and they don't catch that. That's not what you get on social media. What you get on
anymore. They don't. And I was talking with someone recently who had an AI photo thing done, which is just fun. You know, it can just be fun to see what comes up. But she said that my pictures all came back so thin. She was a little miffed about it because she was okay with just as she was. And you don't need to slim or trim me down for this, right? It's
Like that's not me. Like, you know, you might want to, and this is like with anything, when you think about like makeup, it's okay to wear makeup. Love it. People is artistic to me. But when it gets to the point where people feel like you have to put it on, you know, like if like the society is making you put it on, that's not fair. You lose the beauty of what it really was meant to be, you know?
Yeah. So you're all about body positivity through the work you've done for yourself and self-love and just being comfortable and confident in yourself. What were some of the steps that you took for yourself to get there?
First of all, let me say it was somewhat forced upon me. I had to kind of either deal with it and adjust, right? Because I've always been a bigger human. You know, I'm in the skin that I'm in, always been here. And so I had to, you know, say, look, I can either say I'm going to love myself and don't care what society says, or I can care what society says and hate myself and just go through the world with my head hanging down, feeling miserable. And I didn't want to do that. So I started to, you know, of course, work on, you know, I go to therapy at least once a month. I hang around with people who pour into me and speak positivity over me. One of the things is when we talk about social media, I follow people who either one look like me or are positive about me, you know, positive about people who look like me. And that's really important because so when I'm looking on my Instagram or I'm looking at people on Facebook or whatever the case may be, I'm looking at people who make me feel good about myself, you know. And I'm not saying that I don't have things that I might not want to change, or of course everybody wants to live a healthy life, but it's there's a way to do that. And I don't feel like you can do that by shaming yourself or shaming other people. I'm not going to hate myself to healthy or hate myself to beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. It's not, mm-hmm. It's not an option.
Right. No, you're beautiful just the way you are. Absolutely.
Hey, lady. Just wanted to take a moment and interrupt right now in the middle of the show to ask you to subscribe. Yes, press that button right now. This show is all about you, the midlife woman. Let's do this thing together. So join us. Subscribe now.
So how now do you lead others down that path?
So I do it in a few different ways. So I always feel like when you encounter with someone, I always find something that I love about them. There's something, I don't care if it's hair, their smile, the outfit they're going on, and I try to make sure, you know, I say it, you know, and like if I see someone, you know, outside, I see a woman and her hair is, you know, full of gray. I love silver hair, right? So I'm like, hey, I love your hair, rock it, you know? And so, you know, because that's something I like. Now, there are some women who may not like the gray, and that's fine, but for me, I like it. So if that's something I like, I'm going to say that to someone. Another thing is like finding their purpose, right? Because when you're doing something that you feel passionate about, you love, it wakes you up in the morning, that brings me so much joy. I actually just was actually talking to my doctor the other day, and she was like, well, you know, what are you doing? And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm on business, and, you know, I'm working and I'll do my work. And she was like, well, that's a lot. I was like, yeah, it is. But when I'm working and I'm working on these projects for my client, I am smiling. I feel joy. I feel energized. And I've learned, you know, well, that's one thing about learning, you know, through life and being in your midlife, you learn that, you know, doing things that you love, having joy, and knowing when to rest is good. And I've learned that, you know, like that's what causes longevity, right? When you start to learn who you are, learn what you need, know how your body works, that's wisdom, right? You know, we live these years. This is the wisdom. This is how we get wise. This is why we're seasoned.
Absolutely. And so that's what I think that having passion and purpose in life is bringing longevity in and of itself. Yep. I mean, how many people do you ever have you heard of in maybe previous generations even that retired and then just passed a few years after because they just weren't engaged anymore?
Exactly.
And bringing that passion out and finding out, because a lot of women that I work with are like, I don't know what I'm passionate about anymore. I don't really, they kind of turned their dreamers off years back and haven't got that muscle working again. And so they don't have a big passion for anything because they don't know why they're here anymore beyond the roles that they have had throughout life that have, they've been a mom and they've been a wife, all these things, but they've check. And now they're at a point where like, okay, it's just me again. Who am I? Right. And they have to figure out that purpose again. So tell us, how did you find your purpose?
This has always been me, all right? I've always been a research nerd, a bookworm, and I was in love with stationery, right? So, you know, being a virtual assistant was just what it was supposed to be. As a kid, I did not play a house or school. I played office and church. So I'm a preacher's kid. So that's what I play. That's what I love. That's what brings me passion. And honestly, that's even what I tell like some of my clients when they come to me and they say, well, what do I do? You know, I really want to start a business, but I don't know. My first question is, what did you want to be when you were a kid? All right. What was the thing? And even if it's something, even if you say, okay, when I wanted to be a kid, I wanted to be, I don't know, a superwoman, right? Let's say that's who you wanted to be, right? You know, even if that's the case, yeah, you can't be superwoman, but why did you want to be superwoman, right? Was it because you liked her fashion? So maybe that's your next act. you know, being in fashion. And that's just, for me, that's what I did. I always had this need, and I got away from it when I was in high school. I actually went to school for cosmetology. But when I was going to school and I was doing my internship for cosmetology, I wanted to know about the business part. I wanted to be at the reception desk. I didn't want to do the hair. I'm not like, but can I take the appointments? Can I answer the phone? You know, that's what I wanted to do. And so here I am, you know, different careers later, college, and I'm back at it. I'm a virtual assistant, and that's what wakes me up in the morning.
Yeah, I love it. I totally agree. Go think back to before all the stuff that was piled onto you that took your life. What did you used to love to do? What are the things that you did maybe as a child or in high school or even or college or whatever before you found
before a partner? Before society told you what you were supposed to be.
Right, and had all these bills that you had to pay all of a sudden and all that stuff.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
And start exploring those things, because that's a great starting point. I totally agree, for finding what you're passionate about and what you, and I think when you really get excited about things, you open yourself up to the universe or whomever God, obviously, who just, you open yourself up for the messages to receive them and hear that, but with a little idea that came from out of nowhere. It's not from nowhere. That's from your inner being.
Your heart.
Heart. You're telling me what you mean. Yeah. So I love that. Awesome.
Yeah. So and then remember too, passion does not have to be profitable. Have to be profitable.
No.
My grandmother, for many years, I actually wrote a book called Purpose Matters. And in that book, I wrote one of the things that I told the story of my grandmother, and she actually took care of foster kids for 30 years. And that was her passion. And actually, she actually passed after the last foster child graduated from high school. You know, so that's what we were saying. So it doesn't have to be profitable. It just has to bring you joy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love what you shared with me, that your purpose can help you. You can use it to change the world. And you know that I love that, because that's the next book that's coming out of me is, the Dalai Lama said back in 2011, the Western woman will save the world. And people go, oh, that's weird coming from a man, first of all, and why? But the Western world has a lot of advantages. We have a lot of resources at our disposal, and we midlife women have a lot of wisdom and a lot of life experience to share. And we are naturally, looking for win-win solutions, right?
Yes.
And out of the box ideas. So share with me a little bit, and our listeners here, a little bit about why you are so excited about using your passion to change the world.
So I'm excited about it because, you know, being a virtual assistant, you're behind the scenes. You're the number two, right? People see what you do, but they don't see how you do it and who really did it. And so being that's who I am, I love being the number two, right? And then seeing people get credit for some of the things that I may have, but I actually love it. So and that's how I feel. Like, I have worked with certain celebrities, and I go on their social media page, and I'm looking, like, people are like, oh yeah, I love that. That's really cool. You know, you did great. Or seeing one of my clients go viral and they're hyping them up, and I'm like, yes, that's great. And I know that, you know, don't get me wrong, it was them. It was their personality and their hard work, but it was my idea, right? And they jumped on it. And man, that makes me, and I know that's how my own part of the ripple effect to change the world, right? Like, that one thing. So every people see that, and they have a bigger audience than I do, right? And so that bigger audience sees it, and even if it's just one or two people that are inspired by that, those people are inspired, and they go on. And that's what I love about it, is that me doing the gift that was given to me, just me doing that, allows everybody else to do their gift, right? Mm. And then they are able to, it's just like what was that long time ago? Was it with the Coke and they had the hands across the world or something? Mm. That's how I see it in my brain. Like, I do what I do, you do what you do, and the world is better.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, that not everybody wants to be a leader.
Right.
Not everybody wants to be the face or like the head of anything, but if you're not the head of it, you can be the neck.
Right.
And direct where your head is looking or the message that's coming out. You can behind the scenes be that and find that very empowering and gratifying, right?
Yep. I love it. I like every, it brings me so much joy to, like, my client called me earlier. She's like, you know, I thought of this idea. Can you work it out? I'm like, yep, I got you. Give me to the end of the day, I got you. And, you know, being that person is amazing.
Oh, that's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. So why don't you, if you had one or two tips of things that people could take away from our conversation just today, of ways to maybe have a better self-image, body image, or something longevity-based, you know, what comes to mind for you, Patrice?
Always be an advocate for yourself in every area of your life. But, you know, you don't have to be selfish, but you do need to prioritize yourself. Another thing is surround yourself with positive people, regardless if that's online, in person. You know, don't let anyone be in your life that you wouldn't hire to. If you were considering yourself a business, would you hire them to run your business, whichever area it is? Mm-hmm. And be aware of who you are and what you like. You know, so like even if it takes you to sit down and journal every day, even if you're not a person that journals, I completely understand. Even if it's just a voice journal where you just leave yourself a note, be aware. Like if you had a day and you're like, man, you get to get into bed and you feel like, oh, I can get a good night's sleep because I had an amazing day. Write that down and say, this is what I did in that day. So when you have a hard day, you can go back to and say, okay, oh, I had a day because I had an apple and it was perfect. Perfect red apple. So now you know that you need to get a perfect red apple to bring your mood up, you know, and you'd be surprised, even though it might not have been an apple. It may be the apple may be something that brought a memory back for you, or, you know, the color. You don't know what, you may not know what it is. But if you do it two or three times and you journal it, eventually you know exactly what it is. And that's something you can add to the positive pile.
Yes. Living in gratitude. What a way to live. It just is asking for more of whatever you focus on expands. Mm-hmm. Whatever you focus on, you're going to get more of. So why not shift that focus on throughout the day on the beauty, what's working well, you know, and the little things. You're right. You know, just the simple things. I love that.
Every problem has a solution.
Yes, absolutely. So Patrice, how do we find you? How do our listeners find you if they want to connect?
Well, as my shirt says, Miss Savvy Pro, PatriceJackson.com. So you can just, that's where I am. I'm Miss Savvy Pro on every social media platform. I am mainly, though, I have the most fun on Instagram and Facebook, sometimes TikTok. But yeah, PatriceJackson.com will lead you to everywhere.
Awesome. I love it. So my final question, because I'm all about friendship. Tell us, how do you try, Patrice?
I try by knowing the one thing me and my friends always say is that, don't get me wrong, I love to hang out. I love to go out to clubs and go out to dinner and stuff. But we are our best friend. We have our best friendships when we're there for each other when it's inconvenient.
Mm.
So that's what I make sure. When my friends are there for me when I'm inconvenient, when I feel like I want to be there for them when it's inconvenient, that's my friendship. That's the friendship I want to keep.
I love that. That's when you know where you belong, right? Because they're loving you at every
turn of life, and I want to do the same thing for them.
The tough stuff. So, oh gosh, thank you, Patrice. I've really enjoyed our conversation today.
Me too.
Fabulous. When three or more gather, we are a tribe.
Yes, I love that.
So thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.